Drácula.
Don't stand up.
Let's go. Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Good heavens, what the hell are we doing here anyway? Well, it all started with the Big Bang, and it's been going downhill from there, okay? So just don't worry about it. It'll sort itself out, and we'll be the less for it. Anyway, today we're doing... Who am I? Who's asking? I'm KBC, this is the Bit Slap. Who are you? Just curious. Anyway, today we're doing instrumental stuff. A lot of bed music I've been playing over the years. I'm letting them run uninterrupted by squeaky voices like mine. And we started with John Murphy and the theme from either 28 Weeks Later or 28 Days Later, whichever one you want. It's the same tune, same thing. From the movie about the Rage virus. Speeding Fast Zombies. Really cool. If you've never seen it, look it up on Netflix. Get them both. There's two of them, and there may be a third in the future. Who knows? I always really like that music. It's very ominous. Kind of like a visit from the Bit Slap, you know? After that, we heard from Soul Dracula. That was Hot Blood from 1977. A big, big hit in Japan, apparently. After that, Giga Boy and Zuzu, spelled X-U-X-U. And then Coconut Monkey Rocket, The Juicy Jungle. And you can find out a lot of them from Audio Overplay. And The Mermen, Pulp and Line. The Mermen have a new album out called In God We Trust. And it was released earlier this year. You want to run right over to your record store. You're going to miss the line of the people waiting for the new Rolling Stones thing. But... pick up some Mermen stuff. It's a lot of fun. It makes real good background music and good lullabies. So, okay, more.
Check 1, 2. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Them songs came from Scotland. They were composed in Scotland.
Hello, this is Ashley McIsaac.
Kevin Ahashev.
Hi, how are you today?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really get the feeling like I should be watching fireworks. I can sort of see them in front of me. I don't know if that's real or not. It's been a tough day. Anyway, we're doing kind of instrumental bed music type stuff. Stuff I usually talk over. I'm letting them go all the way through. I have a criteria for bed music that I like to talk over. One, it shouldn't be more than, say, 2 or 3 minutes long. Not much longer than that. Because, you know, the truth is, I don't have much to say. It shouldn't take me more than a couple minutes to read off a playlist. And you didn't come here to hear me yak, so I like to keep it short. You came for the music, you stay for the playlist. And the other thing is that the music should not be, like, overpowering. Not like a brass band playing marches. Just because, you know, it should hold your attention without distracting you, okay? Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. Anyway, we started that set with Ashley McIsaac and Beaton's Delight. Following that was Sid Leverance. Leverance, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name. Sid Leverance and Nola, followed by Jonathan Edwards and his version of Nola. Jonathan is half of the Jonathan and Arlene's duet, which has been cleaning out eardrums throughout the years. It's actually Paul Wesson, the fabulous piano player. And it's got to be really tough to play like an idiot if you're not an idiot. After that, Helen and Dick Bouchard. Two from them. We heard Spanish Flea and Nobody Wears a Frown in Tweaker Town. I've never seen one. Followed by the Ophir Prison Marching Kazoo Band and the Rocky and Bullwinkle theme. Honey Fingers from Leon Rhodes. And then Phil Krause. His version of Dizzy Fingers, followed by Jonathan Edwards again, and his version of Dizzy Fingers, albeit somewhat dizzy in its own right. I love Jonathan Edwards, and I just, you know, it just boggles my brain how Paul Wesson could do something like that. And worse, what were they thinking when they came up with this? He and his wife, Jo Stafford, who is also Darlene. I keep telling you this, but maybe you just don't realize it, that these two are geniuses. They're not idiots. So anyway, we'll get back to something. This next one might sound slightly familiar, so think about where you heard it before.
Thank you. spelar om jord och när sist jag oss refrån. Vi är sind och fila länder, simpel i par alla glada. Skratt manten på svirhajsen och spel för euch jetzt an. Es wärst ist jag gar höre, denn jetzt kommt der Jungle dran.
Thank you. La 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 la
Okay, all right. Slow it down, slow it down. I'd like to thank John Philip Sousa for coming back from the dead today to play for us. Certainly, no instrumental collection would be complete without a visit from the late John Philip Sousa, right? We started that set with Lanark. That's all I know him as. Lanark and Stabs and Strikes Forever. Gee, that sounded familiar. Where have I heard that before? Followed by BOSS. Don't know what that stands for either, because I didn't bother looking it up. And that was their version of Beethoven's Fifth. We heard the Stratton Mountain Boys and Musikanten auf Riesen. You've heard that before. And then Phil Krause, again, with something called Buffoon. A sampling after that of some music from a Donald Duck cartoon. I have no idea what the hell all the yelling was about. It sure sounded like fun. And then the Symphonica de JB and Papaya. Following that, another visit from the Coconut Monkey Rocket and Theme. That's all it is, just Theme. And then Lowney's Chocolates, the By Cracky Beat. I believe that was a record included with candy when you bought them from Lowney's Chocolates. There's something on the other side, equally sweet and syrupy. And then Jean-Jacques Perry, Gazebo Perpetuo. And that brings us to where we are now, which is to wrap things up for you, the listener. Hope you've enjoyed it. There'll be another one of these at some point, because I have more of this stuff sticking out of my ears than I know what to do with. And when I'm stuck for better ideas, why not throw them at you as a bit slap? You know what I mean? What the hell? I do work hard on gathering this stuff together. I have much more stringent standards when it comes to bed music than I do with the regular stuff I give you. So, nothing but the best for you, from me. And there'll be more in the future. So I'll see you next week with another version of what I like to call fun music. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but bring your lowered expectations. That's all I can tell you. So I'll see you next week. Don't forget to enjoy life while you've still got it, okay? Pretty schmaltzy, huh? All right, I'll see you next week. Behave yourself. Mystery Tune coming up. One of the world's great guitarists.